Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled Salt and Light.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. The readings for today actually concentrate on Peter, but I want to use this different passage, because the more I think about these two saints, the more I think that this is the right passage to apply to them, to these two great, great figures that we're celebrating today. So, what about Peter and Paul and this passage? Salt is used to enhance flavor. Too little of it and your food will be tasteless. Too much, and especially if you persist, you'll not only ruin the flavor of your food, but you'll ruin your kidneys and your blood pressure. The quantity is crucial. And that's why, to me, it seems to fit Paul particularly well. Before that literally blinding revelation he had on the road to Damascus, Paul was, you could say, much too salty. Even just reading about him looking after the coats of the men who were stoning Stephen, it sets your teeth on edge. This was an extremist, and like all extremists, he was inclined to ruin the flavor of his attitude by putting too much. After his conversion, he showed how he could vary the amount of salt depending on the other ingredients. You just have to think of his letters. Sometimes there's a pretty high content of intellectual argument, and sometimes he just soars into the realms of poetry. Obviously, chapter 13 of the first letter to the Corinthians is an example of that. And Peter, well, for me, Peter is light. Sometimes he was inclined to hide his light under the bushel basket, like that terrible moment when he panicked and said he didn't even know Jesus. But more and more, Peter learned to set his light on the lampstand so that it would illuminate everybody. He didn't have Paul's intellect, he didn't have Paul's training, but he's the rock on which the church was built. And to me, that suggests a lighthouse standing on a rock to guide and reassure the travelers on the sea, in this case, on the sea of life. Well, so far, so good. That's a nice, neat attribution of salt to one man and light to the other. But Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world, to the crowd. And he wasn't offering alternative ways of being what God wants us to be. He wasn't picking different people for each image. So everybody, you and I and the Pope and the Master of the Order and the parish priest and the most apparently insignificant member of the congregation, everybody is salt and light. Well, okay, so Paul is light as well as salt. When he develops an argument so that we'll understand it better, he casts light on it. And Peter is salt as well as light. He gives us the flavor of his impulsiveness and his simplicity. There they are. Salt of the earth, light of the world.